We're here with Dad, Tracy Nocera, and we are doing an interview. Today is December 6th, 2017, and Dad, you were born on May 15th.
May 15th. 1929.
All right. So, wow, you were born right at the time of the Depression.
That's me, a Depression baby.
Well, that's a long time ago. So, what is one of your earliest memories from being a little boy?
Being a little boy, I had two brothers and two sisters.
And there was Uncle Jack, Uncle Sabby.
Uncle Jack, Uncle Sabby, and Pearlie and Aunt Netta.
Okay, and you were the baby.
And I was the baby.
Okay.
I was a young little boy. And I remember that my mother put a plate of macaroni. We were ready to eat. And my mother put a plate of macaroni on the table in the dining room. And when she went back to the kitchen, my two brothers and my two sisters were arguing at the table. And I was just watching them. And my mother finally got fed up with the noise they were making. She came up, came over into the room, and flipped the table over. And then she said, "Pick it up." And she walked back into the kitchen.
Was your father around for that?
My father wasn't there. I guess that's why she did it. There must have been a little thing wrong between my mother and father.
Now, because you were a child in those years, do you remember, I mean, that was the Depression years, do you remember ever being hungry or missing anything?
No, because my father had a store. He had a shoe store. And my mother always had, we always had money, so we never...
Well, you weren't wealthy, but you were okay.
No, but we were okay. We really enjoyed it. And I remember my mother used to come... My father used to give my mother $2 for dinner.
How many people?
For seven people we were.
Oh, my God.
Five, six, seven. We were seven. And he used to give her $2 a day...
To feed everybody.
To buy dinner for the seven of us. So what my mother used to do, she used to come to the store, and I used to be in a store shining shoes on in my father's store. And she would come over and she'd go, my father would be in the back blocking hats. And she would come over and stand behind the counter and go behind the register and look at me as I was shining shoes, and she put her finger on her lips, in other words, for me to be quiet. And then she would open up the register without making it ring, because she knew how to do that. And then she would take some money out of the cash register.
So she took money without him knowing.
Without him knowing, and then she put it away so she could buy food to feed us.
Oh, that's funny. Now, you didn't have TV at the time, so...
There was no TV. We had no TV at the time.
But your father...
But my father, in his store, he had a habit of watching The Lone Ranger. So, The Lone Ranger was on radio at that time, and people were in the store, and no matter how many people were in the store, he used to shut off the machines, and people were waiting, women were waiting in boots to have their heels put on, and he would sit on a chair, and put on The Lone Ranger, and nobody dared talk, and he would listen to The Lone Ranger for a half hour that it was on. Then after that, he'd get up, and he'd play. He turned on the machines again.
When you were a young man, there was no, you don't have any toys, you didn't have anything really. So what do you remember doing as a young man? You know, you were saying you played what?
Oh, when I went to school, we used to play handball. The school was up the block from my father's store. And when we used to play, I went to school there. And then I used to go during the afternoon when there was nothing going on, we used to go down and we used to play handball on the wall in the school.
And there was, you explained that there was...
And there was black and white kids, and we always played together. At that time, there was no, you know...
There was no racial issues?
There was no racial issues at all. We always played together.
They went to school together?
We went to school together, and we thought nothing of it.
This had to be around the 1940s, I would think, right?
1940s, yes. In the 1940s, this was. And we didn't have this racial stuff going on, as we do now.
So then you got to be a young man, and you finished high school, and you went into the sanitation department then.
Yes, then I went to work at sanitation.
And how did you meet mom?
I met my wife through her uncle.
Uncle Jimmy
used to work at, he was a sanitation man, and as I was there, I happened to be working for him at the time, and he said, you know, we went over, I had to bring his stuff over to his house one day, and as I was there, I met my wife, Doris.
And you were, at the time, it was you and Mom and Doris and Aunt Terry that would be out all the time.
And then my friend Eddie, and he had a girlfriend named Sally.
No, that was Terry. Sally is the girlfriend now. Terry.
Oh, so... my friend Terry, Eddie and Terry, and me and Doris used to go out together.
And weren't you each other's best man?
And I was his best man, and he was my best man at our weddings. And we had a wonderful time together. And we do, me and Eddie, till this day, he still has Sally, and I...
He now has Sally, because he used to have Terry. All right, don't worry, you're good. You're good then. So that was very nice. So first comes love, then comes marriage, and then comes the baby carriage. So you had how many boys, Dad?
I had three boys.
You have three boys.
I have three boys.
Right.
And they're wonderful children.
Well, they couldn't have always been wonderful. So when they were growing up, don't tell me they were wonderful. So they had to be, who was the biggest, who was the best kid of all your three boys?
I never had the best. not that I didn't have the best, but all three of them, were the best.
Okay, so let's ask a different, more politically incorrect question. Who was the biggest pain in the butt of the three boys? You're fine. Go ahead. Who was the biggest pain in the butt?
Of the three boys, I can honestly say...
Oh, which one?
Wait.
No, you started this, so you got to finish your sentence.
All right. Out of the three boys, I think it would be Michael.
Oh, wait a second. Why would you play my Michael? Why? Now you have to defend that statement. Why?
Because the other two boys always went against him.
But then... So they went against him?
Yeah.
So even when they were growing up?
Yeah.
Did? Today they do that, I know. But I don't know, they kind of ganged up.
Yeah, they ganged up. No, they really didn't bother anybody, really.
All right. They were good boys.
They were good boys, all three, and they knew better than to not be.
Okay, so you had 25 beautiful years with Mom.
Yes.
And we were talking about, you know, when she got sick and how challenging that was. But there was one specific moment that you remembered when
they looked at us.
She was in the hospital.
Ended up in the hospital, and one night was my mother, my three boys, and myself. We went to visit her. And when it was time to leave the hospital, as they told us, we have to leave. So I was looking at my wife, and I saw her look at each boy at a time.
One at a time.
One at a time. She was watching.
Like she looked was looking at their faces.
She was looking at each boy's face, each boy, one at a time. She looked at my mother's face, and then she looked at me, and she gave me a smile, And then we had to leave, which was very, very sad. And the next morning, we found out that she was gone.
It's a very sad time.
It was a very sad time. It was.
But you know.
Yeah.
But you were good, Dad, because you just had a good outlook on everything.
Oh, definitely.
And you took care of your family.
Definitely.
And then after a while, Eddie comes back. Eddie comes back again, right?
My friend Eddie
comes back again. He introduces you to Fran.
He introduced me to Fran.
And
since then, I was going out with. He was going out with Sally.
Now you're correct. That's correct.
He was going out with Sally at the time. He was my best friend, and he introduced me to Fran.
Right.
And Fran and I became a steady togetherness. Me and
for
Fran.
How for how many years?
For 25 years. In other words, I had my wife and my girlfriend for 25 years, and they both died of cancer.
But you were good for 25 years for women, right, Dad? Is that what it's
saying? Yeah. You want me to end it with
No. Don't worry about that. But then the good news is that your boys got married and you had grandchildren.
I had grandchildren. So, and I have three lovely grandboys.
I thought you were going to forget somebody, but you're right. You were saying grandsons. Yes, go ahead.
Three and one. Girl, what?
What do you call? You call her your princess.
Oh, my princess. And I have one princess, which is a beautiful young lady.
So what do you? Okay, so what do you want to say about Michael Thomas? He was what? He was the first baby, really. What?
Oh, Michael Thomas was the. I never held a baby when my wife had babies. I never touched them even.
Well, the men at that time really didn't help with babies.
Yeah,
really didn't, right? And so Michael was the first baby you held.
Yeah, so Michael was my first grandson. Grandson?
Yes, he's still a boy. Yes.
I know. That I held.
Right.
Because Tina, my daughter,
yes,
put him in my arms. And she says, "Here, Dad, hold the baby." And she almost threw him at me.
I'm sure I threw him at you. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. And then your Noelle. What's the story do you remember about your Noelle?
Oh, my Noelle. I was watching Noelle and Michael. What's it?
Michael.
Michael.
Right.
I was watching them while their mother and father went out one night. And she had to go in and take her a shower.
No, bath. She was like 3 years old.
Yeah, she was 3 years old, and she went in to take her bath. So I went into her, and I says, "But my wife used to call a girl her corky."
And right? What did you say to Noelle? What did you say?
And I said to Noelle, "And don't forget to wash your corky." And she said to me, "What did she say to me?"
She said, "What wasn't it called? What did she call it? Do you remember the word? It's still called the same thing today, Dad. Vagina."
Oh, she says, "Puppy." She says to me, "Puppy, you must mean my vagina." And I walked out of the bathroom quickly.
Because there you were in all of your 60-some-odd years. You had never heard that word.
I never heard that word before.
Okay. So then, now Gerard has two beautiful boys, mm-hmm. Gregory and... Yeah. What do you remember? Is there an event you remember about Gregory? Do you remember we would go to...
Yeah. Gregory, we used to go to his concerts, which was very, very good.
Right? What did he play? Do you remember what he played?
He played basketball.
No. No, that's Gerard Philip. Gregory played basketball at a concert. All right. Gregory played the guitar, right? Did he play the guitar?
Yes, yes.
Or did he play? No, Dad. No. Gregory played your trumpet.
Did he?
Remember he had played the trumpet?
Did he? I don't remember that.
But no, because you gave him your trumpet.
No, I still got my trumpet.
All right. But that's what he played. So,
all right.
But what did you like? You enjoyed, I remember you enjoyed going to those concerts.
Yeah, we went to the concerts where Gregory played the trumpet.
Right.
And we really enjoyed it.
Very good. And now the youngest one, who's the biggest one,
yeah,
is Gerard Philip.
Now,
and what do you
and my other grandson, Gerard Philip, he plays basketball.
And he plays very well. But what do you remember when he was a little boy?
When he was a little boy, he always used to play, throw a basketball. I used to park in the driveway, and he used to throw a ball up at the board, and it would always be hitting my car.
So that's what you remember.
That's what I remember about Gregory.
And now, finally, we have a new baby.
Oh.
Matthew, who is baby.
We have our baby, who is now living in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's our baby, and we can't wait to get him back here to the United States and hug that guy.
That's right.
He's a beautiful, beautiful baby.
That's great.
We love him.
That's great. Now, Dad, in closing, what are you... Okay, so this is for your children. It's almost over. Don't worry about it. And I'll be out of here. I promise.
Yeah, yeah. You can stay forever. You want to sleep or you can go to bed?
Oh, God, no. Oh, dear God, no. Okay. What do you want to wish? This is for your children. What do you wish for your children?
What do I wish for my children? What was this? I can't read it.
It's what you said. Happiness
and health. I would wish happiness and health to all my children with my love forever and ever.
We love you too, Dad. We love you. Thank you so much. Mm. All right, this is Poppy's Christmas. Poppy's Christmas present to all of us.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Okay.
Did we do good?
We did good.
You sure?
Okay. Are you? Okay. Yes. Now